Hello everyone. I'm here to answer your heavy metal lover's walk of shame. Answer if you dare. Yes, I am just how can I say seizing the opportunity that I am a little bit stoned with painkillers after my surgery. And yes, was fine. I had just a little complication, but I am fine. I am alive. And well, I'm here to answer this one, okay? How can I say? Let's fuck our lives. Okay. So, first one. Tell us about your first time having sex. My first time having sex was I was 22 and my ex was 22. Well, he was my boyfriend at the time. And we were both virgins. Yes, believe me or not, we were. And we went to a nightclub, but we never entered that there. And then we were, you know, teasing each other and joking and stuff. And he was like, how can I say? He was like, oh yeah, so let's buy some, sorry, some condo and let's fuck. And I was like, yes, oh yes, baby, come on, and teasing. But the joke just turned into reality. And we went to supermarkets and buy some condo. And then we went to a motel. I don't know how is where you live, but here motels are basically fucking places. Yes, places for you to fuck. And most of them are beautiful, have some decoration, some themes, some specific bedrooms. They are great, I love it. And this one was nice and was really near. And then we went there and we had to pay first and then go to the bathroom. So I was so scared, but I also wanted, and I was like thinking when he gave the credit card, I was thinking like, please don't, please don't accept, and then just accept. And we went to the bedroom, and I was pretending that I was fine, but I wasn't. I was really freaked out. It was my first time, and I didn't know if I wanted that way, you know. But well, yes, I pretended that everything was fine. So when I entered the room, I saw that huge queen size or king size, I don't know, bed. And it was like, fuck, this is happening. So I ran into the bathroom and I locked myself there. And I started to stare the window and think if I could escape out of the window. I don't know why. And I probably will be ashamed to listen this. So that's what I'm talking about, you know, just grabbing the opportunity that I am stoned by painkillers and tell this fucking story. So continue. I was really scared, and then he called me. Are you okay there in the bathroom? Are you feeling all right? And I was like, yes, of course. And I decided to stare myself into the mirror, and I said, okay, let's face it, let's do it. And when I just, you know, came to him, he looked at me and said, I don't know about you, but I'm going to take off my shoes. And I don't know what the fuck I understood, but I understood like I'm gonna take off my pants. Well, it's not a similar word even in Portuguese. Shoes are sapatos, And pants are calças, so it's not similar even in Portuguese. And I just understood that he would take off his pants, and I just hold him so strong, and I started to whimper and said, hold me please." He was, "What's happening?" I was like, "Oh no, I'm just scared." And he was amazing with me. He calmed me down, even he being a virgin too, and he calmed me down, and then we started to make out, and I decided to have my first time with him that time. But yes, it was a really weird thing, and actually the sex was nice because he was, how can I say, he was a Japanese guy, and well, this one had, yes, a small dick, and it was easy for me because I didn't have pain, only pleasure. So it was really interesting and shaming my first time. And yes, that's it. So, okay, two. If you had the genitals of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? This question is mine, actually. I gave to him. So I would probably jump and see the cock jumping, and probably I would masturbate so much. I would fuck eggplant because I have this curiosity, yes, and probably now the pineapple, and I would fuck someone for sure and make someone, suck me and gag my cock, and I would buy a fluorescent, it's fluorescent, I don't know, condo and play Jedi. So yes, I would do some things, really, really stupid some things, and probably I would write something while pissing, and scratch some balls, and it would be fine. It would be really fun. Yes, I would do it, and probably I would dress a boxer and start to dance, in front of the mirror, and I would do a lot of stupid things, and it would be nice. But I would definitely jerk off a lot of times. Yes, I would, just to see the cum shot. Okay. Have I ever gotten caught listening to the WA in public? Yes, I can't say that in public actually, but it's not a open thing. But I was in my office, and I work at night alone, but sometimes I have some co-workers, and I was listening to a real flogging session here on GWA, and the girl was screaming so loud, and my coworker just entered, and he said, "What the fuck are you listening to?" I was like, "Oh, it's a flogging session." I just started to explain him, and he was really, really scared, but it was really fun, it was really, really interesting, and he's nice. What's the most you've ever done in public sexually? I had a boyfriend that we had a spot on a bus stop, and we used it to sit down there, and he used it to tease me and to play with me there, to masturbate me. And yes, he played with my clit, and I used to come a lot with him there, and it was really, really amazing. So yes, I had this thing with him, but we're never caught. And what's the most embarrassing thing you've done while your family was around? Probably talking, but I don't know, it's about sexual thing or not. No, it can be everything. Well, I don't know. Probably I danced, and I was a little drunk on a New Year party, and I started to dance and to sing on karaoke, but well, never mind. I think that's the most embarrassing. I don't know how to say. If not, it's not talking about feminism and politics. I don't do anything embarrassing in front of my family. Actually, I don't do much in front of my family. We barely talk. Yes, because, well, it's not that embarrassing talking about feminisms or stuff, but we have really different points of view, and I defend girls and stuff, but they are very conservative, and sometimes we even fight, we even argue with each other, so it becomes embarrassing situation, but it's not that I am embarrassed, but for, you know, support my own ideas. But it's fine, it's fine. Okay, what is a fantasy you're least likely to share on a first date? Fuck. I don't know. I always share a lot of things. I don't think that I can. I don't know. What? The least? I always share before the first date. I mean, I am a person that before the first date, before date someone, I talk to him, to her, and I always share a lot of things, especially sexual things, to see if we're into the same thing. But well, I met some guy now, and we don't talk that much. Well, actually, we all barely talk, but I never talk to him about these things. Well, I'm sorry, guys. Really, really, those painkillers are almost Miss E killers. And well, probably if I date him, I would never tell him that I am into BDSM and I'm a sub and I like to be spanked. Probably would scare the guy. So yes. It's just because of this guy, you know. This guy is really vanilla, so probably would scare him at the first date. But I don't know, I don't have any problems actually. Or I don't have any fantasies or kinks that I wouldn't share. Well, what's the biggest faux pas you've committed on a first date? I was in the movie with the guy. And it was a long, long time ago. And, he tried to be romantic with me. And he tried to kiss me on the movie. And I kissed him, looking to the screen. And he tried to close my eyes. And I was like, we're in the movie. What the fuck are you trying to do? And I wanted to see that fucking movie, and he was upset with me. I think that's it, but I wouldn't consider a faux pas because I really wanted to see the movie. If you want to kiss me, don't take me to the movie, okay? If you want me to watch the movie, so let's watch the movie. If you want to kiss me, so don't take me to the movie. That's it. But well, it would be like this. I was kind of rude. Worst thing that's ever happened to you on a first date? The guy kissing just like a switch, you know, a light switch. His tongue was like up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. I was like, what the fuck's happening here? So that's what the worst thing that ever happened. The guy just kissed like shit. Yes. And what's your silliest sexual experience or most shameful, embarrassing? I was really tired, and my that time he was my fiance. He was really well. He was really horny, and I just had a really hard time and work that time, and he was bad, you know, he was bad in the sex. And I was there, lie down, and I started to sleep, and then I woke up with him fucking me, and I started to, I was like, what, like, oh yes, oh yeah. And then from the like, what the fuck is happening, I started to moan and fake, and the guy was so awful that he didn't even notice that I slept. Yes, I was sleeping and he didn't even, you know, notice it. So that's it. That was my shameful thing. And of course, pussy farts. But pussy farts are, you know, so normal to happen. I mean, you were pounding your cock into a pussy, so, well, the air just coming, and the air have to get out. Or do you think that you pump some air in the pussy and the girl just burp to let it go? No, it will turn into pussy farts. So that's it. Was probably really shameful, but I won't remember that time. So I hope I will never listen to this. Okay, thanks for listening and stuff, and well, kisses, bye.